Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Remember when I talked about Show Me Christian Youth Home? Well, maybe you were listening and you thought, gee, they talked about some legislation. They talked about all these kids that were being served and how horsemanship was a part of it. Well, Chad Puckett is back. He's the director of Show Me Christian Youth Home. And I love his little slogan, compelled by Christ to rescue and restore young lives. He's come into the studio today so that we could enlighten you about not only what's happening with Show Me, but also some of the legislation that you need to know about in Missouri concerning House bills and Senate bills. I'm Judy Redlich. Chad, welcome. Thank you so much for coming back.
Oh, it is my pleasure. So good to see you again, Judy.
For those who missed the show, tell us, what is Show Me Christian Youth Home? What is that all about?
Well, Judy, we believe that every child deserves a home and a family, an opportunity for a better future, and an excellent eternity. So our goals are to take children in very vulnerable circumstances, and those circumstances vary greatly, but they are in need of the stability that a home and a family provides. We believe that God designed us to thrive when we have that home-like structure. We learn so much about life and one another and ourselves when we have the traditional mom and dad family structure. So that's the foundation of what we do, and our kids need layers of support. So we have counseling services. We have a private school option. We have a horsemanship program, which we discussed quite a bit last time.
Yes, we did. I'd love to come and just ride your horses.
We'd love to have you,
and have our grandkids
come. Yes, amen. We also have a Path to Purpose program as well, and that's because most of our kids who come to us grow up with us. So mm-hmm. we want to not only prepare them for a healthy future, but help them with certain supports as they cross that bridge into adulthood. We believe if we are completely going to break that cycle and start a new one for the next generation, that's where many resources need to come into play. So we put a lot of resources in to make sure our kids cross that bridge successfully, become healthy, stable adults in our community, and not just drop them off. I think I said last time, I hate the phrase that certain kids age out mm-hmm. of the system. I think it's our obligation to help them age into healthy adults. And that's the culmination of our mission. Obviously, it's all Christ-centered. We believe that Christ is involved in all that we do, compels us to do what we do. And it's a joy in serving him in that capacity and changing kids' lives.
And you are located?
Our main campus is in Lamont, Missouri, the big metropolis of Lamont.
Where is that?
It is towards the other side of the state, about an hour and a half southeast of Kansas City, between Sedalia and Warrensburg.
Okay.
If you're somewhat familiar mm-hmm. with the state.
Kind of near Marshall, Missouri, where I went to college.
We're about 45 minutes from Marshall.
From Marshall. Okay, so you are a private children's home.
We are. We are currently private. We accept no state or federal funding. And again, that's part of our religious conviction. We really want to be a true ministry. And I want to show our kids and I want to show the world what God does through God's people. And so we're completely funded by donations from churches and individuals. And that's just the hallmark of what we do, showing Christ to these kids.
As a private agency, how do you find the kids that you can help?
Well, currently, parents, guardians find us.
Okay.
And we try to connect that way. Mm-hmm. One of the things I want to discuss today is when I first started at Show Me 28 years ago, that was half my life, Judy. I just realized that half or more of our kids were placed with us through the Children's Division, Department of Family Services. And over time, they have discontinued that practice. So
the Division of Family Services has discontinued placing them with you.
That is correct, and that's why after many years of frustrations, trying to get the doors back open, we came up with some legislative efforts to try to approach this issue.
So let's talk about some of those legislative efforts, because I bet a lot of families don't know the challenges of being a Christian ministry and adopting kids and helping in this whole process with children are so hard to do these days.
It is. There are many obstacles facing us. And, you know, one of the reasons that we chose a legislative effort after not making any other connections is, and I had a meeting yesterday, actually, with the deputy director of the Department of Social Services yesterday. Finally got a seat at the table. I recall somebody telling me, if you don't have a seat at the table, you might be on the menu. Oh. I don't want to be on the menu. So,
okay, Chad.
So we got a seat at the table and had some good rapport and a good conversation yesterday. But our legislative efforts really are something I don't have to be doing. I'm coming to offer assistance. We can help some kids. We have caseworkers that contact us, find us through some Google searches, and think that we might be the perfect placement for a child that they have in mind. And yet we have to tell them, as of recently, most caseworkers aren't allowed to place children with us. There is nothing in statute, nothing in law that says they cannot. It is some internal policy that has been developed, and I can't get a firm answer. So again, that's why we went the legislative effort. Why I'm willing to offer assistance to foster children without any charge to the state. And I don't understand why that would be problematic.
And you have a couple of other ministries that are working with you. Can you talk a little bit about Senate Bill 525?
Yes. So Senate Bill 525 is sponsored by Senator. He was a representative, but he is now Senator Adam Schnelting.
Okay.
A wonderful Christian man. Appreciate his heart, and he's helping us navigate this. We had a hearing 2 weeks ago, and we're anticipating that bill will be voted out of committee.
Tell our listeners what that bill is all about.
The bill, it's a fairly simple bill. What it states is that we are forming a qualified association, and we will have a board of directors, a citizens board, appointed by the governor to oversee our qualified association. And what the qualified association is going to do is have some form of registration or accreditation for the ministries that are willing to subject themselves to this level of accountability and these standards we've developed, in order for the door to be open again for the state to place children in our care. A level of trust that is not a license by the state. We're not giving up our religious liberties, which are very important to the core of what we do. We are not seeking a license. We'll continue to operate, and we are willingly putting ourselves in this position so that we can be trusted. A level of security for the state to trust us and place children with us again.
So tell us about Senate Bill 525. Where is it now, and what should people do concerning it so that it can move along?
Sure. So we had a productive meeting with Division of Family Social Services, and they had some suggestions to include in our bill, some language, which we were more than happy to do. So there will be a Senate committee substitute bill presented, and we anticipate that to be out of committee probably before this show airs. So as it approaches, there are different methods to get through the Senate and our House bill, to get through the House and to bring them together, likely joined to another bill. But what folks can do is, if you have contact with your legislator, either senator or representative in the state of Missouri, just contact them, ask them about these bills, what they know about them, encourage them to explore what this could mean for children in foster care. Right now, there are, according to a recent study, they are 1,500 foster homes short in the state.
1,500.
They are 1,500 short. That's their own research. There are over 12,000 children in foster care in 4,600 homes. And ask why can the state not place children in a Christian home. Is that
the whole deal? Why can't they place children in a Christian home? Is the Christianity the part that has been keeping this from happening?
Well, Judy, I cannot say for sure. I hope that it's not the case, and nobody will say it out loud. But I cannot say, I can't rule that out either, unfortunately. So we're not seeking to save every child in foster care. We know we cannot solve the problem. But I want to come to the table. I believe this crisis that we are in, Judy, calls all hands on deck. Mm-hmm. What can we do? What can I do? And I, as I'm approaching this, and we talked earlier, Judy, why did I go to the legislature? And I simply have to say is because I can't do nothing. I can't sit and know that I have some beds available, that there are foster care children in the wrong placements, and we can help some.
And there's other organizations that are with you in this project that could provide the same type of space. So we're talking about Senate Bill 525, House Bill 764. How does that differ? Or is it just a House bill that's really the same thing?
It's essentially the same thing. Again, the language, DSS has altered some language in the bill to get it out of committee. And we're working through that as it comes to the House floor debate with some amendments to really try to perfect that, to get what we want and need and provide the services that we want to provide to the state.
So if families are looking at going to their legislators, what two sentences could you give them to use to get this issue across and its importance?
Sure. I would encourage them to just ask their senators what they know about these particular pieces of legislation and why the Department of Social Services won't place children in Christian facilities. Remind them that this crisis that Missouri is facing really does call all hands on deck. And we need to consider every option to help these children who are not in appropriate placements right now.
Chad Puckett, he's the director of Show Me Christian Youth Home. Slogan, compelled by Christ to rescue and restore young lives. We're going to be back after the break to talk about some of the new projects that Show Me is endeavoring to do. Chad, will you join me?
Absolutely.
Awesome. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Thanks for coming back to Encounter. Chad Puckett is my guest, director, Show Me Christian Youth Home in Lamont, Missouri. You have other campuses too, don't you?
We have one other campus in Barnett, Missouri.
And now where's that?
Okay, Barnett is close to Lake of the Ozarks, actually, okay, near Eldon. So if you're familiar with the Lake of the Ozarks, they have some extra recreation that we don't get up at Lamont.
Ah, they get the lake recreation.
Yes, they do.
But you get the horses.
Sure.
Awesome, awesome. So, Chad, how many people do you currently serve? How many children and what ages?
Okay, right now we have about 40 children. And I can explain that why our numbers are low currently right now in a minute. But we serve all ages. I believe our youngest right now placed child is 6. Mm. But we've had younger. We have specialized in with sibling groups, especially trying to keep them together.
Yes.
That's important.
Awesome. So what do you provide now for children, and what are some new things coming up that you hope will happen soon?
Well, one thing that I'm really excited about, Judy, is we've launched a new program we're calling Family Care. So Family Care is going to help single moms with their children. We've converted two of our homes for this purpose. We will have a live-in coach, and mom and her children will come to live, take a break on life, help to get some new resources, a new path, a new purpose, some time to settle in, save some money, and relaunch in independence. We have been very instrumental in helping single moms with their children, but our only option before this was to place the children with us and hope that mom gets back on her feet and then reunify the family. Well, some moms have lost their motivation, and things end up worse. We also observed that we're creating an additional trauma for the children who need some safety.
Have to come back.
So we want to keep mom and kids together in a space, in a home, where they can get the coaching they need. We have a family life coach that's going to be living in the house, coaching moms on all sorts of things. It may be finances. It may be finding resources in the community. It may be educating kids or childcare, learning how to budget and manage, prepare food, whatever the resources might need for mom to get on her feet and relaunch in about a 12-month period, give or take a few months, so that mom can really be independent.
And so that's called our goal is. Family Care Ministry. Family Care Ministry for single moms. Great idea. I wish there would be more available out there for single moms, because they founder and struggle so much. And so often they've come to become single through trauma, and getting through the trauma, being good moms to their children, and surviving and thriving is often so unattainable.
Absolutely. We see that all the time, Judy, and it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to see the kids struggle, and that's our heart. And you know, it comes back to biblically, like I said before, widows and orphans, right? That's what Jesus specifically wants us to focus on. And so we're opening up at that opportunity to help the moms, not necessarily widows, but the children aren't necessarily orphans, other than in the sense that they don't have a healthy male in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to step into that gap and help these moms learn how to thrive. And be independent as healthy single moms and parent their children.
And I love it how you're helping the children find their purpose. So you're extending that now to the single moms that have kids that also probably need goals, direction, and purpose.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The kids are struggling, and moms typically are struggling with their own mental health issues and trying to overcome loss in her life, get things back together, and it's a struggle. We actually have our first mom that's with us, named Grace. She has her two littles with her. She joined us when her second, shortly after her second child was born, and we're excited to see her. She started a job this week.
Oh, great!
And we're lining up daycare for her, so that she can learn how to use the resources and plan her time and help her family and move towards that independent moment.
Before we start to talk about other projects you're doing, how can people reach Show Me?
Oh, please go to our website. It's showmehelpingkids.com. Showmehelpingkids.com.
All one word. Showmehelpingkids.com.
That's correct. Or just Google Show Me Christian Youth Home, and surely it will lead you right there to us.
What's another project you're working on?
So we started a private Christian school option for our children, which has been really stabilizing for most of our kids. We're able to individualize education for each child and build an education based upon what they know and what they need to know. So it's a unique opportunity for many of our kids to reclaim losses from the lack of school or lack of consistency in school. It served many, many kids. We started in 2000. We've kind of started in some spaces and tried to expand bit by bit. Now we have the opportunity to build a brand new school. So new school, new resources. It is underway. Our campus is a mess right now, but it's a beautiful mess because we see what it is leading to. It's going to be an incredible new school program for our kids, opportunities for us to expand so that we can add more homes and more kids at our main campus. That is at our Lamont campus, our main campus in Lamont.
Awesome. Sounds great. What else are you doing over there at Show Me?
After we get this project done, our next project will be adding two new homes to our main campus at Lamont so that we can help more kids. And we don't build until we have the money to build. And so we did not start this school project until we had the funds to do so. And God provided that. And now we're trusting he's going to provide the opportunity for us to build two new homes. We're also, Judy, and I'll mention this for your listeners. We are looking for house parents to be the hands and feet of Jesus for these kids on a day-to-day basis. And I tell you what, the Peace Corps, I think, has the phrase, it's the toughest job you'll ever love. And it's just because they were never house parents. And my wife and I were house parents for the first 10 years of our ministry. And it was the most beautiful, most fulfilling time in our lives. Helped so many kids. It was tough. But the challenges drove us to a deeper faith and a deeper love for all that Jesus has for us and his kids in this world.
House parents, are you looking for some new adventure in your life and you've been thinking about it could be kids and you might be single? Are you looking for couple house parents or single house parents or what?
Now, ideally, couples are best, but we have definitely had some excellent singles that have joined us. And ironically, some of those have gotten married and continued on in the ministry.
How sweet is that?
Doing that, yes.
Awesome. So again, how can they reach you at Show Me if they're interested in looking into becoming a house parent?
Just contact us through the website. There are contact forms there. The phone number is 660-347-5982. It's almost an old-fashioned way of contacting people these days, you know. The website is showmehelpingkids.com.
Showmehelpingkids.com.
Yes. And the phone number is 660-347-5982. We would love to show you the opportunities ahead.
And that phone number again is
660-347-5982.
Chad, this has been a wonderful time together to talk about Show Me. What else would you like to say to our listeners? We only have a couple minutes left.
Well, I believe I said last time, Judy, I covet your prayers for all that we do. I saw a church billboard one time that said prayer should be our first resource, not our last resort. And so I ask folks, first and foremost, would you pray? Would you pray diligently for us, the work that we do, the challenges that we face, those that are on the front lines as house parents, the expansion of the ministry, the children that are struggling, please pray for those. Come visit is always an option. I would love to show you Show Me. Come see what is going on in this great ministry. We have our open house coming up on Saturday, September 6th. But if that does not work for you, please feel free to join us sometime. I'd love to show you the good things that are going on. Obviously, financial resources, we depend on completely on donations. So there's all kinds of opportunities to donate. Churches doing food drives for us make a big difference. Getting involved with Christmas coming up. Never too early to think about Christmas,
never,
is it?
No, it isn't. And then we've got these bills that we talked about in the first segment.
Yes.
Senate Bill 525 and House Bill 764. How can people pray about those?
Oh, well, pray, first of all, that if this is God's will, that it does go through. We see it as the right opportunity. I'm convinced that God has led us to it. And so pray that this has the right momentum, that it will make the difference, the impact that we intend for it to make without harming our religious liberties that we hold dear in the ministry that we do.
And the bills in a one-sentence nutshell are?
To preserve our religious liberty as a ministry, helping children, and to open opportunities for us to place foster care children into our ministries once again.
Into Christian ministries.
Yes.
Yeah. Chad Puckett, he's the director of Show Me Christian Youth Home, compelled by Christ to rescue and to restore young lives. I'm Judy Redlich. This has been Encounter. Hope you've enjoyed that show and love for you to give Chad a call and let him know. Email me at jredlich@botradionetwork.com if you've enjoyed this show. And we hope that you will tune in each week to Encounter right here on KSIV Radio, the station that you're listening to right now, or that you're listening to it online at botradionetwork.com. The St. Louis page, Encounter.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.